Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it just makes hiring all in one place so easy because you just get unparalleled access to job seekers. Plus, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/WCG. Just go to Indeed.com/WCG right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/WCG. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
There are some games that embrace being weird. Seaman, Octodad, and Gitaru Man are so quirky they're known more for unconventional design and zany characters than gameplay itself. At this point, with millions of us raised on a diet of karate-chopping onion men teaching tiny dogs how to dance, most things we can just go with. However, it's all about tone and consistency, which if you get wrong can make the weirdest parts of a game all we're talking about. I'm Scott from WhatCulture.com, and these are the 7 most out-of-place scenes in video games. Number 7, Darth Vader is a Scorpion, Star Wars. For many gamers growing up in the early 1990s, Star Wars for the NES was the first game they played based on George Lucas's iconic franchise. However, few people in the West knew Namco developed a Star Wars game on the NES released exclusively in Japan. Although this version follows the lore accurately enough, there's one element that clashes with everything else. At the end of the first level, Luke Skywalker is confronted by his father, Darth Vader, but as soon as you hit him, the Sith transforms into a scorpion. In case you somehow haven't seen the movies, Darth Vader absolutely cannot do this. Some players believe this platformer started off as a different game and was reworked into a Star Wars tie-in at the last minute. Check the game's manual though, and that's proven false. According to the devs themselves, this fake Vader, as well as the other bosses, are intended as illusions representing Luke's fears. This also though doesn't make sense, as those illusions kidnap your allies across the game, but at least they tried something while going to print. Number 6, The Laughing Scene, Final Fantasy X. The Laughing Scene in Final Fantasy X is the stuff of legends. Being one of the oldest memes on the internet, you've probably stumbled upon the infamous scene of Tidus's belly laugh a bunch of times, even if you've never played the game. Intentionally incredibly forced and obnoxious in context, it's regarded as one of the cringiest moments in gaming history. Speaking of context though, it doesn't help much. In the game, Tidus and his crew are traveling across Spira to stop a gargantuan beast called Sin from destroying the world. 5 minutes before this infamous scene, Tidus Lynn's his father, who he believed to be dead, has bonded his essence with Sin. So not only is his dad responsible for murdering countless people, but Tidus has to kill his dad to save the planet. Standard JRPG fare, to be honest. This revelation leaves Tidus so disillusioned he falls into a depression. It should be a marked downturn in the game's story, one where Tidus must either dig deeper to carry on, or be lifted up by a companion, Cloud with Tifa style. Yuna then tells him to laugh it off, a notion that maybe could have worked with better voice acting or pacing. Either way, cut to the pair aggressively pretend laughing and gaming history was made. Number 5, Lee's Ending, Tekken 5. Namco has never shied away from inserting silly humor into Tekken. Although the series has a dramatic story revolving around fighting demons and gods, you also have factored in kangaroos, dinosaurs, and even Pac-Man. However, the goofiest element of Tekken has to be the endings. Depending on who you win with, you may see your character transformed into a bear, go into space, or just complain about being killed off in a previous title. By winning Tekken 5 with Lee Chao Lang then, you bear witness to the weirdest ending in the franchise. The The scene begins with Lee being oiled up by a bikini-clad woman at a pool. The camera then cuts to an individual wearing a thong walking up to Lee to ask if he wants a drink. When the camera pans up, we see this thong-bearing beauty is the 80-year-old Heihachi Mishima. Now, while there's absolutely a way for the elements so far to arguably be fine, I'm not here to kink shame, taken in context, things get strange. See, just before this scene, Lee killed Jinpachi Mishima, Heihachi's father and step-grandfather of Lee himself. Lee is the adopted son of Heihachi, meaning he turned his elderly stepdad into a butler in the buff immediately after killing that same person's father. All of this because video games? Number 4, That Kiss, Sonic the Hedgehog 2006. Sonic the Hedgehog's 2006 installment was meant to be a return to form for a dwindling franchise that once gave Super Mario a run for his money. Sadly, this reboot was an unmitigated disaster due to unbearable loading times, repetitive gameplay, and game-crashing glitches. Not only is Sonic 06 regarded as the worst this series has to offer, but it's also the most inappropriate thanks to one specific scene. Near the end, Mephili strikes the chili dog-loving speedster with an energy wave, killing him. As Sonic lays on the ground, character Elise harnesses the Chaos Emerald's power to revive him. Just before the magical gems can do their thing, though, Elise expresses her love for Sonic by kissing him on those little hedgehog lips. First off, kissing a dead hedgehog is highly unsanitary. Do you know how many germs those critters carry? Loads, I'd imagine. Also, this scene wouldn't have become infamous if Elise smooched Sonic on the cheek or the forehead, since it would have been perceived as a more platonic gesture. By kissing Sonic on the hashtag hedgehog mouth, it feels like they have a romantic relationship, which is weird because literally no one, past or present, wanted that at all. Number 3. There are aliens now? Echo the Dolphin. In Echo the Dolphin, you play as a bottlenose dolphin who must travel across the ocean to rescue his friends. For the most part, the gameplay is what you'd expect. You swim through the sea, solve some puzzles, receive some clues from marine life, and fight hazardous creatures like sharks and octopi. There are some fantastical elements, including magical crystals and a guardian spirit, but nothing too crazy, at least at first. Things take a weird turn near the end then, when our aquatic hero is transported into an intergalactic spaceship, suddenly facing off against an alien race called the Vortex. Yep, there's a reason Echo never really became a big-time franchise. These extraterrestrials aren't cute either. The Vortex look like they've been ripped right out of the Alien franchise. If you thought the final boss was going to be against a sea monster or something like that, you were just dead wrong. Instead, the showdown involves Echo jabbing this giant xenomorph head with his snout. What makes the plot development stranger is how the Vortex aren't mentioned until very late in the game. There's no hint of these space invaders in the prologue or even in the instructions manual, making their introduction incredibly jarring, feeling entirely like another game's about-to-be-deleted art asset was swapped in to make a deadline. Number 2. Killing Cutie the Elephant, It Takes Two. It Takes Two is a platformer where you play as May and Cody, a struggling couple who've been transformed into handmade dolls. Convinced they'll return to normal if their daughter Rose cries on them, May and Cody decide to kill their child's favorite stuffed toy, Cutie the Elephant. In a scene that could have been handled, I don't know, not like this, the characters do talk about feeling bad for murdering the very much sentient cutie, then proceed to make things worse by repeatedly ripping it apart. As the adorable elephant screams and begs, you tear her ear and leg off, leaving many players wondering what the hell they were playing and what Game Awards golden boy Joseph Fares was even thinking. If you thought the horror would end when cutie dies, guess again. When daughter Rose sees her prized possession has been torn up, of course she cries her eyes out. Instead of comforting their daughter though, May and Cody dance around in said tears and kinda just take a shower in them. At one point, Cody literally wipes his arse with his daughter's tears. I mean, it might be the most disturbing thing that's ever been called entertainment. And number 1, Gygax, Earthbound. Earthbound is a trip from beginning to end. Throughout this underrated RPG, character Ness battles signposts, new age retro hippies, and sentient vomit. You encounter so many bizarre creatures, you kinda get desensitized to it. Even when a martial artist called Pooh joins your team, it barely registers how ridiculous that name is. After you think you've experienced every oddity the game has to offer though, the final section catches the player completely off guard. To face the final boss, Gygax the Cosmic Destroyer, Ness and his party must transfer their souls into robots. When you then confront Gygax, he's contained inside a device shaped like a woman's cervix, one so anatomically precise, some players probably guessed where this was going. Yes, Gygax himself is by far the most disturbing part of Earthbound, and his true form is a screaming face, with the silhouette of a fetus in the background. Although most players don't pick up on it their first time here, the final battle has our heroes entering an alien womb and fighting a cosmic baby. Because of Earthbound's silly humor and cutesy just-go-with-it aesthetic beforehand, and this deeply unsettling climax feels incredibly out of place. And those are our picks for various out of place scenes that popped up in video games. Let me know your favorites down in the comments below, and please subscribe to the What Culture Gaming Podcast. For now, I've been Scott from WhatCulture.com, and I'll catch you soon.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.